Welcome, After Buzzers. On tonight's After Show for Greenleaf, we talk Lady May's Secret, Russell's Past, and Baisie's Return. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What up? Welcome back, Greenleaf fam. Man, what an episode. We got some stuff to talk about, a little turn up in the beginning. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Hey.
Again, I'm your host, Shaka Smith, joined by my lovely co-host. Go ahead, Mr. and Dad. Let them know who you are.
Praise Jesus. Kai Tribune. If y'all don't know him, you definitely should check him out. My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Hey, guys. What's up? I'm Nakia Monet. And we
got the lights, though.
We getting lit. Hey.
You don't even need.
Wow. And welcome back, Shaka. Yeah. And we miss Raquel.
Yeah.
Go on Shaka's stories.
But this was an explosive episode. This was an episode I needed after the elections and all the drama of the real world.
That's why he's wearing a shirt today.
Exactly. I needed to just kind of pare down and enjoy the drama of the green leaves.
Shaming Shaka.
You know, all night, this one. But let's just get into it.
So spicy.
Yeah, we got so much to talk about. But I want to, get your overall thoughts. But of course, before we get there, we got our Who Needs Prayer segment later. We got some news from Nakia Monet. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we'll have our predictions a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But what were your overall thoughts
too
on
much.
This episode?
It was too
I
much.
Can't.
Like, you know, usually, like, Greenleaf will hit you, like, one big thing. And you're like, wow, that was good. I felt like we kept getting hit and then getting hit and then hit again. And then we only have, what, two more episodes left?
Yeah.
So I feel like this episode kind of left you, like, well, what's going to happen?
Yeah. It's like if you was in an abusive relationship and the person kept hitting you, and then at one point you're just like, you know what? I'm just going to stand still because I can't.
I can't get away from you.
You're just too fast for me.
It's a fact.
Hurry up and be done. Like, just knock me over and call it a day.
Yeah, it was just like, it was wave after wave. But I love the way it started off. That just kind of set the tone. It was dramatic, but it was sad. It was a great way to start, I thought.
It also shows, too, how we're now so spoiled because, you know, the Netflix, the Hulu, where we watch things in blocks.
Yeah.
Like, I physically, like, am ill the fact that I have to, like,
wait a week for two more episodes.
Yeah. Like, it's just, like, annoying to me.
Yeah,
and if it wasn't because of this show, I'd be like, you know what, I'm just gonna wait.
Until I can
do
binge.
My life until I can binge.
Yeah, to be honest, save for this show, I try to watch everything on Netflix and Hulu, but for this one, I wouldn't be able to wait because I'm already so invested now, right?
Well, because you have to talk about it next week.
And well, that too.
You don't have to be on its own. I mean, I'm just saying.
But this was almost sort of like Lady May's episode in a way. Well, actually, to me, it was definitely her episode.
Yeah.
And we start off kind of getting into the secrets. But what did you guys think about, I guess, her arc throughout the episode? She starts off, I guess, very solemn, but really we see a Lady May that's actually, I think, genuine and real and moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see things kind of devolve from there, and with her secret coming out. What did you guys think of these revelations?
It was a lot. Like you said at the beginning, it was kind of genuine to see her sad because she was genuinely concerned that, one, her big secret may come out.
Mm-hmm.
Two, she's divorcing her husband, who she still loves, but there's so much going on. Three, she's about to take over the church. So it was a lot of emotion going in.
Mm-hmm.
But to see that arc throughout the show, like, and then, you know, she thought she was scot-free,
mm-hmm.
and then she wasn't. And then she was concerned about Grace and then Chair. It was a lot going on for Lady May. And then to see her cuss out the bishop and kind of slap him, because I was for sure she was going to beat him up, because Bishop was kind of aggravating me as well.
It's one of those things where, like, life happens, and sometimes, like, just everything happens at once, and you're like, again, can I get a break? And she's like, I think Lady May is so used, she was in such a position where she was controlling everything,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't have those moments where it's like literally relying on God and at least letting him do his will, because she was able to control all this stuff up until this point.
Yeah.
And now everything is falling away, and geez, good luck with her.
But for me, it was like, is she being a hypocrite or not? Because here's,
of course she is.
Yeah, because here she was this entire time.
But everybody
time
is.
But to her on a deeper degree, she's taking everyone to task, it looks like, for everyone's entire life.
Right.
But holding on to this entire secret.
I mean, you can look at the political landscape of people who complain and say, oh, well, don't, or the people's like, oh, well, you have to do this for this environment while they're, like, you know, molesting children.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people, that's an extreme
case.
But
this is a woman of God.
But that's what they say a lot of times, why a lot of people don't really go to church, because sometimes they feel like, oh, I'm being judged. Yeah. But a lot of these people and older people in church are doing way worse, or they're doing things that they're judging us for mistresses for years
and all kinds of madness. It's one of those things, again, where, we can call her a hypocrite, but I think everyone, even beyond the church, you know, the people who say, the people who say they eat healthy and eat clean and all this other stuff, and they're on Instagram posting up all this other stuff, but yet still, yet still, you know, they're having a penta ice cream every day. You know, so it's, that's hypocritical. But, you know, it's obviously not to that extent. But I think everybody, in a way, definitely, you know, the face that they show, especially with social media, is something different when, you know, it's dark.
I was on a roller coaster just because I started off really loving Lady May, because it was like she's really kind of accepting what's happening. She's trying to take care of her family. And then it's like she's been treating Gigi differently.
Yeah.
And she almost acknowledges maybe that was the reason, but she's not going to tell her.
Which is when I love that she acknowledges, she's like, you know, I don't know if he's her father or not, but if I tell her, then she's going to think that this is why I hated her all this time, when she is actually not wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, like, this is a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think that she would acknowledge it, but the fact that she did, she knew she was wrong all these years. And a lot of people do that when they have their kids. Yeah. They either hate or dislike their partner, and they treat their kids a certain way. Mm-hmm. So I did like the fact that she acknowledged it, but then
she wasn't going to tell Grace.
Yeah, she thought she can get away with it, but I'm like, because what you do in the dark will always come to light. Yeah.
Always.
And listen,
I mean, I almost saw her practically fist pump when she found out he was dead. She was like,
"Yeah, smile."
Right. I was like, "Oh, so she's happy he's dead." Okay, cool.
Crazy.
I mean, it's one of those things, you want to see what you can get away with, and she doesn't want to deal with everything else happening. Like, she doesn't want to deal with telling, because then she doesn't know what Grace is gonna do.
Yeah, but it just seemed like it was gonna be an opportunity for her to maybe begin to repair the relationship with Grace, because I got the sense that if she had come to Grace with it, Grace might have understood maybe that's why she's treated her differently, because of the shame. And if Grace is truly in the church, she'll find forgiveness.
But can we find out first that he's really her father? Because what if he's not?
But she can at least let her know, like, hey, there might be a possibility.
But from season one, I think we all were like, something, Grace doesn't look like the others.
There's DNA.
Yeah, see, what she should have done. She should have got that brush, got a few of the hairs, because Grace is living up in the house.
Yeah.
Or get the maid to get a few hairs and tested it out, so then she knows. Because hypothetically, what if...
Let's be honest. When you look at your kids, you know. She probably has known it's not his. Like,
here's the thing about DNA. Well, even the other daughter, Faith, they show pictures. Faith is always also light skin. Like, that's the thing about black people. We're all different colors. So sometimes when you have four or five kids, all your kids are not going to be dark skin. All your kids are not going to be light. Like, they're all different.
If that was the one that I stepped out on, I've been like, oh,
well,
you
Faith
probably.
Faith is also lighter, too.
Yeah, so you don't
that.
Know. Yeah.
You know, I think it was just a DNA thing. But the only reason I knew, not because what Faith looks like, Gigi looked like, it's the way she treated her daughter since season one.
Well, yeah,
and I'm like, something's
like,
up, where she's treating her really nasty. And mean, but either she doesn't feel a connection, that ain't her baby, they switched it at the hospital, or she got a different father.
Yeah.
And that's just what I always thought. Yeah. And come to find out, Lionel may be her dad.
Where she should have just tested it out. She could test it out like 15 years ago.
That's true. Yeah.
And if you guys are in the chat,
and
we want to definitely...
for real. This is not hate. Like, you know, she's just kind of... You're hating based off of something that you don't even know for sure.
Yeah, you don't even know if it's a fact.
But Lady May probably knows. Like, you know, I just think as the mother, she probably has... she knows.
Yeah, she knows.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, but it's...
Parents usually kind of confirm it with the DNA, but they kind of know.
But you should still get it.
You don't know. Like, for instance, like, you have... Say you have a boo, right?
Yeah.
And then you and the boo break, fall out, and now I'm hating this boo because you hate it. But he might actually be a nice dude.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I just think there's a...
And then it's like, I've been hating this dude this whole time, when it's like, you're the one who did the trifling stuff and I didn't know.
Well, sometimes it's confusing, though. Like, she has an idea, but sometimes when you're ovulating and sometimes you think somebody may be the father because of the time you guys have sex, but, like, it's confusing. So that's why she should just get the DNA test.
I've just seen families that kind of... I've seen families that they knew and then the DNA confirmed it, but they just knew from looking at the child and, like, the feeling.
Somebody that I know, that they broke up and then they got back together, and that first kid, they're pretty sure, but they're like, I'm just going to love the kid. Just going to love the kid anyway. Because sometimes, and then, I mean, Snoop. Yes, no. You, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh. Yes. Yeah. Another one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's confirmed that, okay, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you don't know?
No. But
okay.
Well, We'll talk about that off the air.
Yeah.
If you guys are in the chat, we definitely want to hear your thoughts, and we'll be shouting you out and talking to you guys.
Hey guys,
give us some good comments, and of course, we want to make sure that you are enjoying other AfterBuzz TV dramas.
Yes, well, AfterBuzzer and Greenleaf fans, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas like ours, because there's a lot of drama on this show, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But guys, we need your help, kind of like Lady May may need your help soon. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you. So if you subscribe, you might get another own show like Chad and Michelle, which is a brand new show. Shout out to you, Oprah. And that way, you can help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications like Basie, don't be, because they're optional. Yeah. You get the choice. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel, and check out the other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and TK will give you guys a shout
Hampton
out on
Blue
the air.
Is back.
Hampton Blue in a minute. Shout out to you, Hampton Blue. But for now, guys, thank you for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes. Thank you, guys. We definitely appreciate the support. And if you guys are on iTunes,
did you think I can read that?
Oh, you killed it. You killed it. Yeah. And if you guys are on iTunes, give us the 5 stars. Give us some great comments on YouTube. Hopefully, they're all thumbs ups.
We love bothering you, Shaka.
But we got to talk about Rochelle's past. Ooh. And I love how it just, they hit us with it so quick. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it would unfold a little bit more slowly, but I kind of like that it was the quick reveal. What'd you guys think about that?
So much, I missed it. What happened in her past? I might have been getting popular at that moment.
Rochelle James, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, LaToya Luckett needs to get an award for this character.
She is killing it.
She, when I say she is killing it so much, because like Rochelle's character is crazy, but she kind of makes you kind of believe her.
Yeah.
She's doing such a great job. But I like that, like you said, they kind of just ripped the band-aid off and she's like, yeah, I am. So,
yeah.
But I still love you. Yeah. I mean, look, Bishop and Jacob, what I love, it just proves that he's a father and son who wasn't thinking with their head up here. Who was thinking with other heads in stupid situations.
Yes. For Bishop, yes. For Jacob, like, there are plenty of situations where you trust your secretary, and like your secretary is really the one that runs the show.
Nah.
Not when you kind of, here's the thing.
He likes her.
He likes her, but I'm just saying how she slid that in, because he was signing a bunch of other stuff.
I feel like if she was any other secretary, she would probably like Corinne. He probably would be like, oh cool, let me take a look at this. But because Sasha's cute, she's a little southern, she got that little accent. She's like, just sign this really quick, Jacob. Like, he wasn't paying any attention.
And he likes her. He thinks he won't go over the line, but he does like her. I think he does. I mean, just when Carissa said, I see you care for her. I can see it on your face.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. So daddy and son just both stupid. Aww.
Yeah, that was a sad
much love to them, though.
But I love that final scene. Well, first of all, I love the scene between Rochelle and Gigi. Ooh. And then we get to Rochelle and Bishop. But the Rochelle and Gigi scene, in both scenes, I was shocked that there wasn't some physical altercation, some dynasty-like action.
Yeah, I was waiting.
Kudos to Gigi for that one.
Wasn't Rochelle said, she's like, I know I can't be a mother to you, but once I marry your father, maybe we could be sisters.
I think she wanted an altercation, because then that would almost take her out of the scenario as far as being implicated.
The writing was amazing. That was an amazing scene. And then with her and Bishop, and I love that Bishop actually got it. Yeah. Because here he is going back and forth with her, and I think it clicked to him and was like, okay, wow. She's playing me. And that's what he says, like, you won. Yeah. You got it. But you're not going to, you know, and it's like, finally, Bishop.
And it's about time. And we think, oh,
it's about time. It's too late.
He walks out with that posture, but she has that ending line. It's like,
I already did, bitch.
Oh, my God.
LaToya Luckett better get an award for this guy.
I'm telling you, she's killing it. And then, of course, we got Basie's return. And I almost thought we're gonna have another showdown between Basie and Jacob. And I saw some people tweeting like, Basie, slow down, he's way bigger than you, he will take you.
I know, but he was kinda hurt though. Yes. I think he was legitimately, like, you could kinda see the watering of the beginning of the tear. Like, you know when you watch This Is Us and you try not to cry because you know you wanna cry and it's warning you, like, nah, you can't do that. That's what This Is Us?
No.
It's a good show.
Oh, you have to watch it.
But can you imagine though the excitement of going to see this person you care about, and then their spouse shows up? I might want to cry too.
I think Basie's genuinely pissed about that. Like, he's forgetting about the original plan. He is really pissed about Jacob and his wife.
Yeah, because he knows that Tasha does actually love Jacob.
I was just nervous. I thought he was going to kill Tasha.
It's still 2 more episodes.
But what we did see was Jacob, because what I thought Jacob would be angry at Basie, but I think he was just so ashamed of what he had done with Tasha that kind of took him out of that anger space.
And I just thought Tasha would be smart enough to, I don't know, delete the call and delete her message. And
Tasha's put, a mess.
Poor Tasha, like.
She's been drinking for days.
I'm sneaking, yeah. So I know Basie might check this. Let
why
me just,
don't they go yeah. to her house? I'm just confused why you wouldn't run up at the house. Like, if I were Jacob.
Yeah.
Right.
And, like, she's like, oh, well, I can't talk to you now, and you're hanging up, and da-da-da. And then Carissa already said that she looks like she's, she sounds like she's two sheets to the wind. Why isn't anybody going to the house?
That's a good question.
Hmm. Why?
It's just like, for instance, right? You hit somebody up on the telephone.
Yeah.
They not answering. But then you hit them up on Instagram. And they, like, you try different avenues. Like, yeah. It's.
I don't know if my third thing would be good to run up to the house, though.
Well, like, now the FBI is seizing my place, and I'm like, we need some answers. What's
yeah.
up?
Yeah.
And we've been trying to get a hold of you for a while.
Yeah, you don't, we don't, we not, we taking all.
And why haven't they given her name to the FBI, too?
Because he cares for her.
Or he's trying to get her to out help. And then at least reveal what took place.
I think
place.
It's both.
Well, I don't think they, I don't know if they know. Yeah. I don't think he knows the extent of how big this plan is.
Oh no, they don't know the extent of it. But I think that he went to the woods to get a confession from Tasha. Mm-hmm. That's what I think he was trying to get from her.
Mm. And then what?
Oh, then take it to the FBI. I think it was, maybe he had something recording. I don't know.
They should have just thrown both their names. But I don't think it's trackable, because the thing with Tasha is he signed it, so you can't trace it back to Tasha.
Right.
And the thing with the cryptocurrency is that I think how she set it up, everything is her.
Well, it's gone now.
Yeah. So everything, there's nothing to trace it back to Michelle. So either way.
But if you get a confession from Tasha, then you can do something with that. If you get it recorded and she's like admits to the fact that she did this and fooled you. And so that's it. And I think Carissa was trying to get that. She said, oh, tell her you love her. Which was
I
like.
Love Carissa.
Still, I mean, like. It was such a weird scene for me because you know that, well, Carissa's hurt by this whole thing that Jacob has done.
Yeah, but and she wants to get the bottom of it.
I know, but the hardest thing for her to tell Jacob would be to tell him to say, I love you, but she's, at the end of the day, she's like, this is bigger than what we're doing.
Yeah, and I think she's like, we'll deal with it after. But right now, you need to tell this girl you love her.
Yeah, but I don't think she thought until after the second conversation that he really loves her.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
I think she was just using it to, like, she was just trying to, her as a woman figuring that if he puts that bait up,
then
it would happen.
I completely agree. I just think, but she also knows that Jacob likes her. And so that's just a hard thing to hear someone that you actually know has cheated a little bit, you know?
A little bit.
I mean, with her.
Sheesh. I mean, is that considered cheating, though?
Good question. I saw someone on Twitter said, oh, he didn't really cheat. What do you guys think? I mean, I think it's cheating.
I think it is cheating.
Yeah. I think it depends on the conversation in the relationship.
I think...
What?
I think that...
If you haven't had a conversation yet.
Well, that's a conversation you should have. Not necessarily about cheating, but like you have certain people that enter... the shade is real over here. Give me shade for 5 hours. In the relationship, your wife, girlfriend, or boyfriend, whatever, says, you know, because there are, you see this happen on TV. You see maybe friends go through it. Those conversations happen. Like, if you ever do this, I'm out. Like, there's certain conversations that happen, and you know that type of person that you have. So it depends. Obviously, they didn't have that conversation, but she stuck around the first couple times. So,
which means it's a no-go at all.
Still cheated because you know you were wrong. My thing is, if you don't have an open relationship, then it's cheating.
Yeah, like, open relationship just depends on whatever the... You know,
but I think when you have an open relationship, you have to say it's an open relationship.
Right, you have to
and
say
if you don't
it.
Say it and it's never
it
said,
no
then it's not open.
It depends on the person.
All right.
TK.
It's cheating.
We might have a side segment called TK's Tea.
Open relationship.
TK's Tea.
I'm just
up.
Saying, it's different strokes for different folks. Facts. Not every, you know, or standard relationship fits for people. And if you come with an open mind and you have that discussion, then maybe the relationship will last a little bit longer. But if you never have that discussion and one party thinks kissing is not okay and another party thinks it's okay, like if you take the vice president, he purposely is not in the room with a woman, period. That to some people might be considered cheating. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think we all have a general understanding
of cheating.
It is anything sexual in nature.
Yes.
And we have not. If we haven't
that's
had
the case, why not just call your wife? Hey, babe, I just kissed Tasha.
Yeah.
She says hi.
She's, exactly.
See you later.
He was
she
hiding
might have been
it.
Okay with that.
No. Well,
in this situation,
as long as she can kiss the pool boy.
In this situation, I think we know where Carissa stands.
Now, folks, listen. Oh. I need all y'all all up in the comments, all up in the videos, telling me stuff. Just relax. It's not that serious. We all can agree on the same thing, else it wouldn't be interesting. So just please don't attack TK. I don't want to hear it.
What did you guys think of our special guest star, Miss Patti LaBelle, coming in, Maxine, to give some singing. Advice and do her thing?
I love her. I want a Patti pie. Yeah. But I do think I think she's improvising. We were saying this. I'm like, is Oprah giving her like free will to kind of just say whatever she wants to say?
Yeah.
But I do love that she's there, because she is kind of like that person. Because at first I was a little confused about what her character was going to do and why she was there for May. But I like that she is there for May, because she's kind of like, girl, you need to get this right. You need to do what you need to do.
I don't like friends like that.
But she's also trying to help pull her up a little bit. Like, look, we're going to get you together. You're going to take over this church.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like that for her. Mm. You don't like it?
It's like one of those friends, and I'm that friend, so I already know. It's one of those friends who's like, you know, you told me, we were this last week. You told me you want to get your life together, you want to go in the gym, but now you about to eat a donut, and I'm here reminding you, remember, you said, it's like, sometimes you need that, but then sometimes, most of the times, it's annoying. And you just need somebody to be a friend and almost let you do certain things. Like, I'm the bishop's wife.
May
knows what she's doing is wrong.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, okay, we already discussed that. I don't need you to remind.
But she's going to help her to get her life back together. After this divorce, she's going to just be May. She's not going to be Lady May. So I think it's good to have another woman there to be like,
to lift her up and say, you are the pastor. Yeah, you are not the first lady.
To kind of push her, to make her be confident. Like, I think that's good in her life. She kind of needs that.
Until we find out Patti is doing something crazy too.
No, but we did see when May left, and May kind of, and she was like, what? She's going to walk out like that? So May did get fed up and was like, I need a break from this. Mm-hmm. But of course, we also have to revisit Zora. We finally see, you know, how that relationship looks like. And it almost looks cool in the first, you know, they had the nice apartment, he's going to the studio, but we see that she's not getting treated so well.
I'm a little upset.
Why?
Yeah. I'm like, I hope they're not going to go to the season finale making this girl this stupid. Like, I'm kind of, because I felt like even last episode or even this episode, I'm like, all right, this is when she's going to be like, I thought without Sophia sending that, she was just going to bust into the studio because she knew what was happening. Mm. But I'm like, all right, Zora doesn't really care. But I'm like, all right, the next few episodes, I'm kind of hoping that they kind of give this girl a little bit of a backbone. Like, are we going to go with the season finale and her just sitting there kissing Isaiah like, oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I think they might save it. I mean, because you also have to think, too, that everybody doesn't wake up at the same time. Like, and we're watching it from that perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, people in the midst of it, she might be hoping, like, okay, well, I'm seeing this, but he might not really love her. Or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're still in that midst of, I really love this person, and he came and did all this for me, and now I'm in this nice apartment. Like,
and not to mention that she's, like, with him all the time. Yeah. And you're going to go back home right now, like, so quickly after you stage that grand send-off?
Yeah, we have two more episodes left. And this is real life, yes. But we got two more episodes left. So I'm like, what are we going to do?
Let's
speed it up. Like, are we going to keep her there? Are we going to... Is it going to be resolved next season? Like, I need to see.
And the fact he's so bold, too. I mean, just to take away from that, like, she's young, so she's going to make the mistake, and you have to learn from those mistakes in order to become a better person. Unfortunately, you do. Some people are lucky enough not to. But the fact in just grown woman stuff, the fact that you have the balls to be putting this on your stories like that.
That's what I'm like. Usually, some people when they're doing things, they're a little manipulative. Yeah. And it does take a while, but he's just extra balls.
Oh, yeah, he don't care. Yeah, don't be doing that.
Like, sis, take your letter from Spellman and go.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah, those two have a lot to work through.
They just need to not work at all separate and go about their business.
But I thought last week, because she did get the thing from Spellman, that's when I thought she'd be like, oh, okay, let me, you know.
But we do see that she kind of revisits that the pictures of what took place. So maybe she's starting to work in her own mind to get herself there.
But even with him, like, why does he want, like, it's a controlling thing, but like, does it give him satisfaction because she doesn't have a family? Because it's not like he can't get other women. Like, he's prime, meaning that He's a pretty boy. He's a singer. He travels. He's in the studio. He has that life. So it's like, why do you want somebody?
You know, you never know, but you don't know if he started at home where, you know, maybe his dad had the wife at home and then the dad was out.
Doing his
so
thing.
It might just be something that's ingrained and learned and you think that's how life goes. Right. I have a woman at home and I tell her what to do and then I do my thing and she respects that.
I guess so.
And she's forced to because I'm telling her that she has to.
Yeah.
So,
Hampton Blue says Isaiah is deeply troubled singing gospel.
And he's singing gospel. That's the crazy
part. I mean, we just ran through like 20 songs that could have been hip hop. I was listening for the word Jesus in them.
They sounded really good.
They sounded really good, but you know.
Isaiah need to get his butt beat too.
Yeah, and I think it'll be interesting if they ever, maybe in the next season, give us some more backstory on Isaiah and like why he's kind of in this mode of life.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, his father should like come in the studio and like beat him or something, like something where you're absolutely right. Like we don't know, everybody has a story, so we don't know what his, because you know when you meet somebody's parents or you meet like somebody's friends, like they've been, it's like, oh, okay, I got
that makes sense.
It all makes sense. Or they give you a tidbit of information like, oh, your only child.
I'm the only child.
Well, I mean, exactly.
There's nothing wrong with only children. You hate us.
I mean, nothing wrong. It's just not right.
Well, let's talk about the character that acts like an only child, and that would be Charity. But you know what? She's getting it together now. I'm kind of like, you don't quite annoy me as much as you have in the past. I'm almost kind of starting to like you again.
I think she's coming to a realization within herself. Like, she's like, I need to make myself useful, kind of like what her mother told her today.
Yeah.
But she looked like really good. She was doing her thing, trying to save her family, talking to the cop. I was like,
And she's got the guys coming
Shout out
in
to
now.
Rob Riley.
She's kind of talking to the different guys. She's sort of almost ready to date again and have new people introduced into her life.
I think she's kind of learning her place as well. Like, instead of complaining about everything all the time, I think she's like, you know what? I need to figure everything out. Kevin's living his best life. Cool, we're here. We're raising the baby together. I need to get it together. We need to bring everything together for the church. So I think she's realizing, like, I need to make myself a little bit more useful.
And there's nowhere else for her to, aside from, like, drugs and, like that type of, there's nowhere else for her to fall. Yeah. Like, I mean, she's in such a good position, meaning that, you know, Kevin is gone, all of a sudden, but she has a family. She has a church. She has a job. You know, she has a really great support system. So when you look around, it's like you fall in a really plush bed and like, all right, well, nothing's broken. Like, so I think she's realizing that she can move forward and life is still going to be good.
Yeah.
I don't know if that analogy worked, but you know. It worked in my head.
Well, we got some special segments to discuss. Let's move to our news.
Yes.
Got some news, Ms. Boom Boom.
AfterBuzz TV
News. Yes, Ms. Boom Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, so everyone knows yesterday was a really big day. Everybody voted, hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully you guys went to vote.
I couldn't.
But our...
I'm Canadian.
You're Canadian. We all gave TK to look like, excuse me? I'm sorry, she's not
so
from this country.
So I hope y'all voted for me, please.
We got you, girl.
So I don't get deported.
Well, we like Justin.
Yeah,
yeah,
we got you.
Cool.
We try to come to Canada.
Yeah.
Well, our main girl, Oprah Winfrey, she was campaigning for Stacey Abrams in Atlanta. And the cool thing is, you know, Stacey has not conceded. She hasn't given up. They're still counting every vote. And Oprah is down in ATL and helping with that. And I thought it was cool that Oprah was going door to door. What would you guys do if, like, Oprah knocked on your
door?
I'll
do the same thing that everybody else is doing.
Who are you telling me to vote for?
I like, whatever you want.
But she's actually lucky, too, that, like, I don't answer it. If you don't call me and say you coming over, I'm not answering the door. I don't know you.
But you know, I look at the people. If I see Oprah, I'm opening the door.
I don't even go to the people because you know why? They see the people and then they knock some more. So I don't even
I used to say that, like, you know, on radio shows called people phones to give them, like, they win. I'm like, I don't answer.
I don't collect this.
So I'll probably never win anything because.
Yeah, I don't answer nothing. I don't answer. If you don't announce you coming, then I'm not answering the door. Like, it's not. I'm not even coming close. I have literally been, this was yesterday, literally been. Sitting, chilling, and the knock out.
You're like, that could have been Oprah.
I might have to watch.
That's what I'm saying. I totally miss it.
Oprah, you can knock on my door.
We got to do a record search because this is what people that are wanted to do. What do we got next?
On the goodness. All right. Our very own Gigi Merle Dandridge. She sat down with Ebony Magazine and she talks all about OWN, all about Greenleaf, working with some of Hollywood's most iconic actors, the history of Black church, and her own connection with playing Grace on Greenleaf. So if you guys get a chance, check out her interview on Ebony and Ebony.com. And one of my favorite characters, Rochelle LaToya Luckett.
Amazing.
Ex-member from Destiny's Child. She is on a brand new show. She's on T.I. and Tiny's new reality show, The Family Hustle.
Oh, really?
And it's really cool because now they have their friends involved. So it's LaToya Luckett, Monica, Toya, and all that good stuff. So check her out. And she should be able to pop soon because she's 9 months pregnant.
We definitely have to watch that so I can like her again. Because I'm just as a show, I
might
see her.
She does such a good job with, you know, this character.
Good for her. She bounced back because that other Destiny Child one.
Latavia?
Yeah.
I can't. But yeah, that's all I have. And other Destiny's Child news, there's a new show Michelle and Chad on OWN. So shout out to Oprah getting that
bag. Yes, doing it, doing it.
It seems like it's going to be a good show, too.
So, well, we got to talk about our next segment, which is Who Needs Prayer? And this is a segment that we like to do where we kind of pray over a cast member, over some issues that are going on, and just kind of give some positive light to those members and maybe the viewers out there that are watching and dealing with some of the same issues.
Wow.
And I mean, maybe TK should be the first to receive prayer because, man, she's been off today.
Damn, son.
TK's on the run. Water. Yeah, I'm on the run while I'm on TV. hiding well in the midst of it all.
I'm going to pray for Tasha. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pray for Tasha's character first because I pray that she does not get murdered by Basie and his psychotic sister, Rochelle. But I am going to pray for Tasha because I know that she has a good soul and a good spirit. And we've seen since the beginning of this season that she, though she's doing the work of her husband and she wants to kind of do the right thing, I pray that, you know, without Basie being abusive and taking her phone, that she's able to help them. But I pray for people in her situation as well, like kind of like an abusive situation or people who feel like they have to do all these bad things, but they really have a good heart and they have morals to go the other way and do the right thing. So I want to pray for people like that.
Heavenly Father.
Yes.
I want to pray for Grace.
Oh.
She's going through a tough time because now she doesn't even know who her father is. Obviously, there's only one true father, that's you. Mm. But her earthly father, you know, she's going through that. And, you know, once she finds out, have her not hate people because people are human. They make these mistakes. And hopefully she can use this to guide people and to use this as far as, you know, people to see the path that you set for her. Mm. Maybe if none of this happened, she would be doing something totally different. Maybe you already had this all set in line. So hopefully she has the strength to absorb it and the strength to carry on, move on, and be strong in your will.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we got to pray for the bishop.
Oof.
He lost his wife, his side piece, and his money in one fell swoop. So we want to pray for his strength that he does not do anything that might jeopardize him further. Just pray that he has the restraint and the calm to weather this storm and get this church and its congregation back on track. Mm-hmm. So that's what my prayer is.
That was a good one. Yeah. Good prayers, y'all.
Pray Shaka keeps the thirst traps to
You guys aren't following Shaka. Follow him on social media at Shaka Strong.
Facts. But be careful, though. Be careful.
But I really had to pray on Bishop because there was a moment.
He needs it.
There was a moment when he's with Rochelle and he kind of goes in close. And you know he just wanted to shake her and like give her the business. But he said, wait, Lord, guide my feet out of this office.
I think he genuinely believed this woman. And to be played and to lose everything. Now your church, your wife, your family's
your
money.
You're going
your
to
money.
Jail.
Yeah. You may go to jail. And I think he really wanted to kill. And I think that's when he said, you know what? You got me. You got me.
You got me.
So he needs the prayer because he might kill that girl.
Yeah, because he was slow. He was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, his parents and everybody had that upbringing where, because sometimes, you know, you do want to be, you know, knocking some sense into folks.
Yeah.
And it's because, like, for myself, it's like, my mom, so I'm like, I'm not going to jail for this.
Yeah.
But some people don't have that boundary.
Yeah. I mean, I have that boundary, but I've never been through what she is putting through.
And how far you've been pushed. Sometimes you don't know how far you've been pushed.
Yeah.
And and for her to smirk in his face like that, and when he finds out who she really is, that I give it to him for not choking her.
And if I would have heard it after I left that she said, oh, I got you, oh, I would have turned right back around.
No, you did.
But let's go into our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Wow.
You got some good ones?
No. Nah, we have two more episodes left. I don't know. Like, this episode was really dramatic, where you just don't know what's going to happen or where it's going to go. But I predict that Tasha is going to be the person to kind of help bring Basie and Rochelle down. And I think she's going to find a way to get in contact with Jacob, and they're all going to come together. I do believe, I'm going to bring one of my old predictions back, that, May and Bishop are going to work together to kind of bring them all down, and that's going to kind of bring them back together. But unfortunately, because now that Gigi knows that Lionel may be her father,
I don't know if that's going to happen.
I feel like Bishop may also strangle Lady May. So there's that.
All right, so what's going to happen is Gigi's going to go to jail. Lady May's going to go to jail. And you can have that scene where they're in jail and they have the, you know, the cornrow braids. And,
okay. I'm done with you.
Lady May shanking people.
I mean, honestly, again, I think because I'm so spoiled with the binge watching, my heart really can't take
any more of this. Like, I'm the type of person who fast forwards to the end of stuff.
Same.
So I really hope, because it's Greenleaf and their name is Greenleaf, that they'll get to the bottom of this, and Rochelle and Basie will be taken down. And I don't know what they're going to do with Tasha. She might be a sacrificial lamb and die. Because I feel like if they're taken down and Tasha's left, then you still have Jacob and Tasha and Carissa and that situation. And if he truly does love her, or there's like that inkling in his heart, then, you know, that's, it just becomes messy, which they might need messy for season four. So yeah, I hope they take them down, but again, it's much, my heart,
it's a lot. I can't
I mean, I, for Bishop, I could even maybe see a suicide attempt. He's lost
Bishop,
his wife, he's lost his like girl, he's lost probably the church and possibly going to jail, lost the money, and now he may lose a child. And so I think that,
cause
he's getting all this in a very short amount of time. Like, he's realizing this all in like a few hours.
Heart attack. I see something, because all this stress,
it's got to take a toll on you.
He has Parkinson's and
And I do see Gigi though taking over the church and revealing to the congregation that Lady May, that her father was not the bishop. And I see her doing that on the day of Lady May. What does it say about the woman? Like, it's a day of change. So I just, that's what I see.
I just hope she has the proof, though. Like I said, if she's thinking this guy's her father, and you haven't done a DNA test at all.
But you know, everyone in that congregation has been thinking for years. You know, churches talk. You know, so people there probably was a little bit of chatter already. Like, oh, she looks kind of different, but you know,
no, it's not because of that DNA.
We're gonna need the people in the chat to bring up the picture of Faith, because I don't recall what she looked like.
Being light skin, she was lighter.
I think because I remember like, oh, now Gigi and Faith, like that makes sense.
Okay, we need our fact checkers on this, because
let me tell you, my great grandmother is very, very high yellow. She has four kids, two are very chocolate and two are brown, and my great grandmother is yellow, like white.
Mine's too.
So it just, it's your black people. We just got all different DNA.
We do. Yeah, I don't know. She just called slavery.
And that's a fact.
Well, we shall see. But
we shall overcome.
Oh, and that too. we got some post-election battles to win. But again, guys, thank you for joining us. My name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
Check out the stories, though, people.
Where can they find you, Miss Trinidad?
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Some big news are coming. Just keep following me.
Yes, yes.
You'll see me on some networks and, you know, such and such.
Hey.
On the airwaves.
That's right. You better talk that.
International.
Yeah. Guys, I'm Nakia Monet. I'll be here. You can find me on social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Shout out to our girl Raquel. She'll be back next week.
Yeah, and here is a great place to be.
It is a great place to be.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.